Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about my favorite Coldplay album, which is called Milo Xyloto. I've had to look up how to pronounce that multiple times, and I think I got it right. I have this album on vinyl. I got like a cleaning kit for Christmas, and I haven't even used it yet, and I'm nervous, because like records are so delicate. I'm like so scared. Even when I like take it out of like its like sleeve, I get nervous. I'm like, oh my god. Because it's an expensive hobby to have. It's not really a cheap, I guess it's a hobby, yeah, collecting. It's an expensive thing to collect, I guess, but anyway. Since this is the first Coldplay album I've talked about, I decided to talk a little bit about the concert. We went to see Coldplay in May of 2022. I just graduated. My friends from Nebraska came. It was so much fun. It was for the Music of the Spheres tour. I was really excited. I knew it was going to be very theatrical. The venue it was at is a really dumb venue because it's so hard to get to. The, like, parking situation is awful. It, like, out of all the venues in the area, I live in a place where, like, there's a ton of venues. Like, it's a very, like, music-heavy area. There's a ton of, like, arenas and stadiums and places like that. They're not terribly far, but this one, we just don't like it. And we're like, it's okay. It's for Coldplay. So we left. It was kind of in the summer. I mean, it was light out. The show was supposed to be at like, I don't know, 7:30 or 8. And we were driving. We were in the car for almost 3 hours. And the show had long since been started. We're like, okay. And so I'm sad. And so I'm like, I'm gonna do something I don't usually do. I try to avoid knowing what's going to happen, so, like, my, like, reaction to the songs is, like, genuine. And I looked up the set list, and really early in the set list, they played Charlie Brown. And I don't know, out of all of their hits, I didn't really know that they were going to play that one, but then I saw it was on the list, and then I was really sad. I was like, what? We already missed it? But it turns out we didn't. We got there, and they postponed the show because literally like 30% of the people were there because there was like traffic and then there was like a couple accidents. And so it was like, it all ended up working out. It all figured itself out, but I was really sad. And like we were stuck in the same spot, just chilling on the road. And then my friend had to pee. And so she stopped and peed in a bush. We talked about this all on my episode. I did it with Ruby. You can go listen to us talking about it. Anyway, this album tells the story of two people that are in love, Milo and Xyloto, and it's kind of set in this, I guess, a little bit dystopian type world where it's just kind of, it's not really a happy setting, but the love that they share is happy, and this album sounds very positive. A lot of the songs are like, you know, upbeat, they sound really happy, but ultimately the rest of the world is not. It's a very depressed state that this world is in. And I don't know, I love that a lot of their albums have stories like that. They really leaned into it for Music of the Spheres, and I'm sure I will talk about a lot more Coldplay albums, but I thought I would start with this one because this one is my favorite. You probably know this song. The biggest hit from this album was Paradise. One of my favorite songs from this album is Hurts Like Heaven. I love the instrumentation of it. The hook is so catchy. And another melody that will forever be one of my favorite, I don't even know, like, riffs in a Coldplay song is the melody of Charlie Brown. That's why it's one of my favorite Coldplay songs.
Thank you.
Let's talk about every teardrop is a waterfall. I turn the music up. I got my records on. From underneath the rubble, sing a rebel song. Don't want to see another generation drop. I'd rather be a comma than a full stop. The song puts such an interesting spin on, I think, like, circumstances and, I guess, moving forward rather than, like, staying in that place where it's just darkness. And even if you can't get to a place that's, like, completely light, like, you're walking towards that place, I guess. This song is one of the more, I guess, upbeat Coldplay songs. I think we look at Coldplay, at least a lot of the hits, as like being really slow and like kind of boring, some might say. But I remember being in eighth grade, my friend loved Coldplay, and we would listen to Coldplay all the time. And I'm like, every time I listen to Coldplay with you, I want to cry. It has me sobbing. And I was like, what's the most upbeat Coldplay song? And he was like, I guess every teardrop is a waterfall. Or, I mean, Charlie Brown and Hurts Like Heaven are pretty upbeat too. And I was like, okay. And so then that's when I started listening to this album and loved all of it. I mean, this is one of the most upbeat Coldplay albums ever. And it's interesting because it's kind of, you know, a Romeo and Juliet storyline, I guess. And we've heard it a million times, but it sounds so unique, just like sonically. And it tells this story in such like a new way where like this place that they're living in, the state of the world is all crumbling, but it doesn't matter because they have each other. And that's seen in the song Us Against the World. And I think another song that people would know from this album is Princess of China, because our queen Rihanna was also featured on that song. And that's another lead line melody that is just so strong. They're so good at making lines and melodies that the crowd can just sing back to you. Like, obviously in Viva La Vida, everybody knows that part. There's a reason why Coldplay songs have 15 million billion streams ever, because you know them. And I think especially in this album, like, all of these songs you can have sing back to you. This tour, I mean, like, Paradise, the whole crowd sings. Princess of China, the whole crowd sings. Everyone can follow it easily. They can follow along. And it's so, like, call and response that I think, even if you don't know all of the words to the songs, because some of them are pretty wordy, you still know those parts. Every song I've talked about, I have been like, this is one of my favorites, this is one of my favorites. But in all honesty, I think Don't Let It Break Your Heart is definitely in my top three Coldplay songs of all time. The way it just goes from the interlude into this song, it's so strong. It feels like, I don't know, I think the interlude is kind of like the climax of the album, and then this song is like you're coming down into like the resolution. If this song was like written out on some sort of like cinematic plot map, I think that this song is just like so pretty. It's so uplifting. It feels like so like iridescent. When you're tired of racing and you found you've never left the start, come on, baby, don't let it break your heart. I think if people aren't necessarily into Coldplay, or they just know the hits and they're trying to get more into Coldplay, I would recommend them listening to this album. I think that it's such an easy one to get into. These songs are very upbeat. Obviously, like other albums like Ghost Stories and Parachutes are just so beautifully written and they're so poetic, but I understand that the average listener might not be into that if they're into more of like a pop sound. But obviously if you're into more of like an alternative, a little bit soft rock, then of course I would recommend going and listening to albums like X and Y and Parachutes and Ghost Stories and just stuff like that, because that's, you know, it really just depends on what genre you're into. But if you're just like a radio listener, I guess, if people even still listen to the radio, or if you just like pop music, I would definitely recommend you listening to this album. I think it's incredible. It's one of the more colorful Coldplay albums to me. It's so bright and shiny, and it just one of my favorites, and I'm so glad that I got to hear a bunch of songs from this album when we saw them live. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next week.